the Killer Bees, the Wheelhouse, and Charlie Palillo all reside here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers.
They want to be down with the Killers.
Live from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Now here's the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Well, good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Tyler out here. Aaron back at the studio. Aaron feels good about that, too, because he gets to do your show right after Tyler. He's really, really excited that he gets to do this show back there instead of being at the Golden Nugget in Lake
Charles. It's a
blessing.
It's a blessing sometime.
You know, instead of having that suite here at the Golden Nugget, Aaron is thrilled that he gets to be back there. Well, you don't have a you're with the poor's, right, Tyler? You don't have a suite like me and Lance
do.
I have a common cloak room.
You want to lean into the elitist?
No,
angle?
I just want everybody to know our suites are unbelievable.
Yeah. I haven't stayed.
I hate you guys so very, very much.
In all the years of staying in hotels, that's the nicest room I've stayed.
Yes,
in.
Yes, it really is beautiful. The Nugget has set us up.
I immediately took a picture. Actually, I did a whole walkthrough video with the wife. I said, "Hey, you see this this bathtub that you would kill to have because she loves bathtubs? Like I've had
it's
to get
in the middle of the bathroom, just sitting there,
And I'm like, "Yeah, you should have found a way to get up here.
It's beautiful.
Who would have taken your kids to school? I'm like, well, they don't need schooling
every day.
They just tell them to do
didn't
online
they go yesterday.
Again. Yeah. Tell them to go online.
Didn't they eat yesterday? That's fine.
Well, I mean, they did get a ride.
So, just beautiful. We're at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. We'll be talking about it because DraftKings opens up officially today. Mattress Mack will make the first bet here. DraftKings Sportsbook in Lake Charles, where you can bet on sports now. And I've always thought, I talked about this before, I always thought this would be perfect, the perfect place for it because you come here over the weekend from Houston. You go to the pool here. It's unbelievable. You play the blackjack, the poker room. They've opened up a new poker room that's just gorgeous. I played last night, and or whatever you like to do. However, whatever you like to play slots, they've got 90,000 slot machines, whatever it is. But the thing that it was lacking was a sports book where you can go and you can bet. You can watch. You're watching your games, and you can't bet on sports unless you do a little something illegal, which we don't want to do. We don't want to do anything illegal, right? So we got a sports book now here at the Golden Nugget, and it is just perfect. It makes the whole deal. Mattress Mack is going to make the first bet, the first official bet here this afternoon. So we'll have him on and find out what he's going to bet. And it could cost DraftKings quite a bit because Mattress Mack is want to bet a lot of money on stuff. So we'll see what it is he's going to bet. And you know what? Whatever it is, take it because Mack's pretty good at this stuff. He usually wins. Well, he's got a win-win. Even if the Astros don't win, he's still won with all the furniture.
He's king of all hedges.
He really is. He's unbelievable. So we'll have him on. We'll hear from people from here at the Nugget. Johnny Avello, he's going to join us. Hey, Johnny, how you doing? No, how you doing? He runs the book.
He's world famous.
He is.
In the handicapping community and sports book community.
He's been doing it forever.
No, I know. I can't wait to talk to him. Is he going to be here in person?
Yeah, he's here.
Oh, I can't wait to talk to him.
Yeah. So we'll do that at 9 o'clock. Of course, we got Dana Holgorsen and Pat Forty going to join us as well. A couple of guys that are doing pretty good themselves. So we got a busy, busy show here live from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. Great stuff here today for you. As I was playing poker last night, I was watching our Rockets here. Now, that's something that you can't bet on here because Tillman owns the facility and he owns the Rockets. So he can't, no betting on the Rockets here, which is probably a good thing. I don't know that you're going to bet a lot of Rockets basketball.
Well, our number of Texans and Rockets wins total for the year is still at two.
Still, and who's going to get that second one?
We're still
first.
Waiting to see who. Yeah. Well, I thought it was going to be Rockets with the game against the Pistons, but now here we are. It's Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, it's a bye week, so I still think the Rockets.
You know, it's just so frenetic right now. It just really is. It's so frenetic. It just is so It is so unbelievable how difficult it is to get this thing. But, you know, it's the early stages of the rebuild. It's the early stages of the rebuild, so that makes it awfully difficult. They've got to find the point guard that is going to calm things down. I think that's what they need most. The pace that they play at, the frenetic frenetic basketball that we're watching right now, hopefully, it'll get much better.
You got to remember now, there's a lot of guys trying to figure out their spot on the totem pole, so to speak. Like, what is the priority of who gets the basketball win? With James Harden's Rockets, you already knew it didn't matter who you had, whether it was Dwight Howard, or whether it was Chris Paul or Russell Westbrook. You always had an idea of who should have the ball, right, and when. There was always an understood pecking order. And with a guy like James, it's very easy. The pecking order is James 75% of the time, 80% of the time the ball's in his hands. And then he operates inside the offense, and then, you know, the ball gets distributed or he shoots. That's easy. That's how you know Eric Gordon knows his job. With this Rockets team, you feel the I don't want to say tension, but you feel the lack of cohesion between Christian Wood and Jalen Green and
KPJ.
KPJ. Like, they don't know who's supposed to get it when, and they're all fighting for their spot. And I think that's a real problem is who is going to be the number one and the number two. And that stuff just kind of has to work itself out, or Steven Silas has to work it out, or eventually Rafael Stone may have to work it out.
Right. Well, you know, DJ Augustin is sitting there. He's actually a point guard.
Yeah.
He doesn't, you know, he's not playing.
He's not part of the long-term plan.
No.
Your short-term plan could have an impact on your long-term plan with Jalen Green, too.
Well, the problem with that is you're taking a ball out of it. I think you've got to find out who can play with each other. If Kevin Porter Jr. has got to go, he's got to go, You know, I mean, if he can't coexist, and the two guys are best friends, he and Jalen Green. However, they're the same guy. You've got the same guy doing the same thing over and over, and Christian Wood is standing there going, what about me? And so everybody who gets their touches, it's one-on-one, and give me the ball because I got to go and score because I don't know when I'm going to get back again. So, you know, it's interesting how this thing is going to work out. It's early in the rebuild, and we'll find out whether or not they're going to be able to work this thing out. We are live at the Golden Nugget here in Lake Charles. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is the number. Did you see Jalen Green get he dunked over Cade Cunningham, and he got a T for it. He taunted.
Yeah.
Yeah. He taunted a little bit, and he got teed up for it. He wanted to tell him who was the best player in that. I don't know. That's a pillow
fight. It's not a fight to have between two one-win teams in the middle of a game.
And it's a pillow fight because neither of them are playing all that well, if you want to know the truth. So there is that. 713-780-3776 live from the Golden Nugget. Hey, do you see my league is starting to get some hires right now?
Yeah, they got some former NFL. Mark Ross was a personnel executive for the New York Giants. I work with him at
For those of you who don't know, the XFL is back in 2023. Russ Brandon.
2023? You might not even be alive then.
Well,
we
that
don't
is
even
a good
know.
Possibility. Let's go, Brandon. He's hired Doug Whaley and Mark Ross. Now, you know both of these guys from the NFL, right?
Russ Brandon didn't hire them. Russ Brandon is one of the guys who was hired also.
Doug Whaley and Mark Ross are the newest additions here.
Yeah, I know. So I know
Russ
Mark
Brandon
Ross
is the GM, is the commissioner of the league. CEO.
Russ Brandon, that's who they just hired to be the CEO? That's a position?
That's the CEO.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Doug Whaley was on the staff with the Steelers with my dad. He was GM of the Bills. He's been around. He's highly respected. Mark Ross, I worked with at NFL Network. He was a former executive with the Giants. I got his number. We can get him on and talk to him about this.
Yeah, about doing the play-by-play for the Roughnecks again.
Yeah, is he going to be at the Roughnecks?
I don't know, but we got to get this thing done.
He's going to be like, I don't have any. I don't
Who
even
the hell
know,
are you?
I don't even know this guy that's bothering me. But
I'll be calling. Give me his number.
Him. You know, before I would have said it was going. I've been to one XFL game, and it was really cool out at U of H's stadium. And it's in great weather. I mean, you know, being able to see outdoor football and weather like that, like we have in the spring, was really cool. You know, it sucks that it doesn't come back to 2023 because right now, more than ever, how much would people like to have a 2022 Roughneck team when you have the Texans right now?
Yeah.
Like, how much would you like to have another alternate universe where you could reach here, reset your football stuff for the spring? Because a lot of people are missing out on their own involvement in football. Yeah, they got a fantasy football team, but they're not going to the tailgates because there aren't the same tailgates. They're not going to out to games. And for a lot of people, it used to be Sundays where were going to be their days where they were all in. And many people are just going and enjoying the beautiful weather we've had recently. But it might be cool, you know, it would be in a different world if there were football in the spring and they could reinvest their energies into some spring. Because it's not going to be Rockets in the playoffs. And, you know, it's going to take a comeback, and then it'd be nice to have that football, but I guess we'll just have to wait until 2023 for the second football team to come around.
It was a lot of fun. They did it right, and hopefully, and listen, Houston will be a city again.
Oh yeah,
because we had so much success in Houston with that football team. It'll definitely be a spot again. I'm not sure that some of the other places are going to be as well, but I know we're going to get it back, and hopefully we'll get it back right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 because we had it the first time around, and it was a lot of fun. Hopefully it'll happen again. All right, Greg Hennigan is going to join us, the Golden Nugget GM, after the break here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 as we're live from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles for the opening of the DraftKings Sportsbook right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, and still ahead, Mattress Mac is going to join us to make his first bet right here. Tell us what that first bet is going to be. And I would get down on it if I were you. I would get down on it because Mac rarely loses. Right now we're talking about GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. If you're looking for the best way to sell your car, there's only one way, and that's GiveMeTheVIN.com. John Clay Wolf is awesome. What he's going to do is he's going to give you the most money for your car, period, exclamation point. He says if he can't give you the most money for your car, if CarMax can beat his offer, then he's going to send you $100. That is a guarantee. So even if you want to sell it to somebody else or you want to sell it to the dealership, which I don't get why you would want to do that instead of selling it to John Clay Wolf, you can go into that dealership armed with the knowledge of how much your car is worth. What is the maximum value? Because he pays the most, period. Exclamation point. Always. John Clay Wolf will pay the most for your car. All you have to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
G'day, mates. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. When I'm not playing rugby, I'm listening to John and Lance on the bench. Go Sabercats.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, no more, because Straight Talk Wireless...
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here live at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful facility. And we are guests of Greg Hennigan here, who is the general manager here at the Golden Nugget, opening up the DraftKings Sportsbook today, officially today. Greg, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. Doing very well on this Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day to all of you veterans out there. Thank you. Thank you so much for your service. You got the sports book. This is the completion of the casino, isn't it? Every casino has got to have a sports book. You guys got it now.
Absolutely. This has been several years in the making, and we're finally glad to get this open.
Yeah, and it's a DraftKings Golden Nugget, you know, partnership, right?
Yes. Yeah, so DraftKings has partnered with us, and you can bet everything from the NFL to snooker or billiards. We've got everything.
It's a big deal too, because yeah. DraftKings is one of the. There are three books that are officially partners with the NFL, and DraftKings is one of those three books. And so I think that's they've just expanded their reach so much over the last, about last 7 years from when they started to where they are now. I mean, they're just so They are very aggressive expanding.
Yeah, they're growing exponentially, and we've partnered with them with our sports books and with our online gaming as well. So,
do you anticipate? I'm curious. Do you anticipate the sports book bringing people in for? I would imagine it's going to bring people in just like in Vegas for long term weekends. It'll be a weekend getaway where you're watching your Saturday football and then your Sunday football, and then you leave. So you'll be staying at the casino as well.
Absolutely. So our Las Vegas and Atlantic City properties, as well as our Biloxi property, they get that big draw from football, from March Madness, and we look forward to hosting events that cater to that as well.
What's the long-term plan? I was just at the Nugget in Vegas last week, as a matter of fact. And was it last week or the week before? Whatever. I was just there, and, you know, you got the sports book. You got to put, right now, you've got the kiosks throughout. You've got in Rush Lounge and in the poker room. There are all kinds of kiosks where you can bet. And then you got booths here in the Blue Martini. Is there a long-term plan for a sports book here?
Yeah, so we have the temporary setup here in Blue Martini, the only place in Lake Charles where you can wager, watch, and win in one location. You can enjoy a beverage and eat while you watch the game. But we do have a plan for a much larger sports book, 10,000 square feet right Ooh. Next to us here. And we're going to have four giant video walls where you can watch every game.
Yeah, that'll be totally sweet.
Absolutely. Yeah. Look forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to put everything else to shame.
Well, nothing else will be. We won't have anything like it. So that'll be it.
So yes. Mississippi had legalized gambling before here, right? Because I think Mac went there. Mac went to Mississippi to put down some of his bets, right?
Yes, he did. Yes. So they have in-person gaming. They're working on their mobile offering. We will have mobile wagering as well here very shortly.
Is it going to? Because I see these kiosks are awesome. I mean, it's a giant video. It looks like a video game. Did you see? You didn't see him in the poker room or? Did you last night?
No.
So there's giant. It's a giant. It looks like a video game where you walk up and you play, but you just hit NFL and then all the games pop up and then you bet what you want. You just touch.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's really really neat.
Yeah, they're incredibly user friendly. Whether you want to bet a teaser, a parlay, or a straight up bet, you can do it right there on the kiosk.
Well, that's why when I was walking trying to find this location when I was sitting with hands full of hot coffee for these two. I asked the girl who was in the little small little lounge area in the middle. I said, "Where's the sports book?" She goes, "Oh, there's some right on the other side of this." I'm like, "There's some on the other side of this." I don't think she understood my question. I didn't know it. Now she knew what she was talking about, and I didn't know what she was.
Yeah,
talking.
Yeah.
At first, I thought she just doesn't know what a sports book is.
Well,
really.
I wonder if that because listen, we've got my bookie that is awesome. They're a big client of ours and wonderful. It's easy to. I wonder if sports books aren't going to be going to all of this because people are so used to just using it. It's so user friendly.
Mobile's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Yeah. So and mobile is coming, but we encourage everybody to come spend a weekend here and enjoy all the amenities that we have. To offer.
But I mean, even not having people behind that, you're just going to be doing it yourself.
Oh, self serve.
Self serve at the casino.
Absolutely. And with 30 kiosks, you can do exactly that.
Yeah. I mean.
You get in. You don't sit and wait behind somebody
no.
to get your ticket.
No, you should see the – it's a line of kiosks in the poker room that's just awesome.
But this is the truth. I mean, the thing that has always been great about being in Vegas is when you're there on a Saturday or there on a Sunday, and it's the communal watching of games, but multiple games, and there's cheering at random times. You don't know what it's for. Some people cheer for – and even in one single game, there's a pocket of cheers for one team and a pocket of cheers for – I mean, there's literally nothing like it for football or for March Madness.
March Madness is the best.
March Madness is insane.
Yeah.
As well.
So what do you kind of – what do you think is how – is it going to – because there is a proliferation of online gambling on your computer, that you can get to. What kind of difference is going to make for you here?
Well, for us, it's really the experience, the entire experience of being able to come here and gather. Just like you said, it's a different atmosphere when you're in a big group of cheering fans. So then we've got groups that like to come in and make a weekend of it. They like to hold their fantasy drafts here on property and watch the games. And we're happy to host our first NFL game tonight. So
what?
This year?
Wait.
This next year,
got rooms that people can go and do their fantasy drafts?
Absolutely.
Do you have rooms where people can stay? Yeah, we do.
Not
as a matter
rooms
of fact.
Where you can stay, but rooms where we can get 12 guys together and do our fantasy
draft. You know a guy. You know a guy. Maybe we can make that happen next year.
I know somebody.
Yeah.
Man, that's a great idea.
It is a great
doing
idea.
Doing that on the weekend, and that is awesome. That's a great idea. Yeah. Are you totally back from COVID?
We are. So we're back in the group business. The casino's back up and running normally. No mask mandate. So we're back to normal.
Yeah, it looked. I mean, I didn't see three people with masks on last night. Not that that's a good bad thing. Whatever the case may be, but people, have you found because as I understand it, you come back stronger than ever. People were so so excited to get out.
Yeah, they were cooped up forever.
Forever.
Yeah, so they're excited to get out and enjoy, get back to the restaurants, get back to the casino, and we're experiencing
your
that.
Your handle has been great, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you're looking for a great – and I want to tell you, thank you for our rooms. They're just spectacular. We really appreciate it. You didn't have to do that for us.
Yeah,
the rooms are unbelievable. I mean, you know, Tyler didn't get one, but what we did.
Yeah, his room is nice. See, trust me, I've stayed here in the standard room.
Yeah, no,
his
room
nice,
is really
period.
Nice. Yeah, it doesn't matter what room you get. Because the place is basically still brand new.
Yes, it is. And, I mean, we've got every amenity you can imagine, from the full-service marina to a wonderful championship golf course.
Yep.
We offer every experience for every person.
Yeah. As I understand it, it's like raining out or something?
For a few minutes.
For a few minutes.
I'm hoping it rains him out.
Tyler
I don't have to hear about his golf. I got to sit in my room and watch college football tape and write up draft prospects.
Yeah, that sounds fun too.
I'm literally going to be – I brought all my tape set up, and I'm like, wow, I can watch it on this huge TV today. This is going to be good.
Well, that really sounds fun too, but
yeah, no,
Tyler and I are going to be playing golf today.
Are you? Because I'm looking outside.
It'll be just fine. It's clearing
keep
up.
Keep on coming, rain.
It's going to blow through.
What's the under-over, Tyler, on your game today?
I made it 108.5.
You're not on.
Still not on.
You know.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I'll probably shoot 100.
100.
Right at it. Yeah,
that'll be fun.
New course. It's going to be wet. 108.5 is still the
I got another guy joining us who's scratched, so it'll make up for that. All right? So we got that going on. And the course is beautiful, too. I played it before. It's great.
Oh, it is. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Are you getting a lot of play for – is that local?
Absolutely.
Or is it – do people come, stay here, and want to play as well?
Yeah, so our players love to play it, and then we get bachelor parties that come over and spend a golf weekend here, and it's a popular course.
Is it open for people who are listening right now who maybe travel, you know, and maybe they want to stop off? Do you have to stay here to play it?
Absolutely not. No.
Okay.
You know, you can play it. You can make, you know, stop by, take a break, play our course, and of course, play our casino.
Well, now it's I tell you, you got everything because you know. Nothing against Las Vegas. Love Vegas, and I was just there, but it's a hell of a lot easier driving 2 hours to here.
Boy, sure is.
And you've got golf. You've got all your casino games. Now you've got the sports book as well. I mean, you're going to put Vegas out of business, all right?
That's the plan.
Jerry might not be happy about
that. Someone's got a place in Vegas, too.
So yeah, I know. I was just there, and that's beautiful as well. It's awesome as well. Greg, thank you so much for having us here. We really appreciate it. It's the DraftKings Sportsbook opening up today here at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Get on it. Listen, make your plans and come on down. It's a great place. Your football weekend with college basketball. Make your plans now for the NCAA
Absolutely.
Tournament.
Yes.
Yeah, because you get – that is, like you said, that is so much fun. You get a bunch of TVs, and you can watch all of the games, and it's spectacular, Greg. We really appreciate you having us out here.
Well, I appreciate you having me on this morning.
Greg Hennigan with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, taking a break, Mattress Mack going to join us in about 15 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, I got to talk right now about Absolute Marble and Granite. That's my man, Jeff Aronoff, over at Absolute Marble and Granite, and he is... you know what? You know what you got a lot of here? You got a lot of marble and stone and beautiful countertops and lighted countertops and just it's unbelievable. And it just makes everything look so much richer. And, you know, your house can be just like that. Your house could be like a casino or, well, you know, if you don't want your house looking like a casino, it can look richer and more beautiful. It is outside, inside, it doesn't matter. If you want to remodel or if you're building a home and you need ideas, Jeff Aronoff can do that for you as well. He can give you all the vanity ideas, the countertop ideas, the cabinetry, the flooring, everything. He can be You know what? And he does it all, too. He's not subcontracting it out. He is contracting. He's doing it all himself. He's got his guys that will be there doing all the work, and he'll oversee the whole thing for you. All you got to do is start the process. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
For over 1,000 years, Roman conquerors returning from the wars enjoyed the honor of a triumph, a tumultuous parade.
Saluting all the men and women who served our nation. Happy Veterans Day.
We are citizens of an American nation.
From ESPN.
Sir, yes, sir.
97.5. You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. Stories coming out about OBJ, Lance. Bill Belichick apparently wants him badly. But you know what? The Patriots are like for the home for lost souls.
Yeah, he'll take a chance on anyone, and if he didn't like you, he'll just dump you.
And it's not going to cost you anything either.
I mean, no, you have all the – look, he's getting paid for somebody else. Everyone who thinks he's double-dipping with some big contract, that's not going to be the case.
Yeah.
It's going to be a small deal. And he said he wants to go to a team that wins. OBJ said he's deciding between – but we'll see if there's actual offers. For the Saints, Chiefs, and Packers have been the three teams that have been mentioned previously.
Apparently the Seahawks want him as well, but I don't know that'll happen. Russell Wilson has reached out to him. I don't know. Sean Payton, yeah. The Saints, I don't know.
You better have a strong...
Want Trevor Siemian?
Here's the thing. You better be very careful about this if you're Bill Belichick, because you got a young quarterback, Mac Jones. Yeah. It caused issues with the early development of Baker Mayfield because he kept demanding the football, and Baker kept throwing. I mean, they have all the stats, all the next-gen data to show how often Baker was forcing to tight windows because OBJ was demanding the ball, and it really hurt their offense. And once he got away from that, you know, once Odell Beckham was out of the lineup, they were able to really run their offense more. So I think with a rookie quarterback, Russell Wilson, you know, you don't worry about that. Aaron Rodgers, you don't worry about it. Even Mahomes, you don't worry about it. But I don't think he's a fit for what – they need a running game. They need better defense. Like, I don't see how adding him with Mecole Hardman and Travis Kelce. Right now, they're not getting the ball to Tyreek Hill enough. So, to me, the Chiefs are a dumb situation. I could see the Saints. I mean, you just dealt with Mike Thomas, but
Want Trevor Siemian having him in his ear?
Well, or Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a problem. I'd rather have a much stronger quarterback.
Yes. But see, that's why it always worked in New England, because you had Tom Brady. As soon as you get there, genuflect with Tom
that.
Brady. You don't
have
that.
You don't have that. That's the question for me now is all the everything that Bill Belichick has done in the past, I don't know that it was the Belichick. I think it was the Brady that players kind of got in line. And some with Belichick, certainly at one point. But as it progressed, I think that changed. But yeah, that'll be interesting to see where he lands. Everyone thought Cam Newton was going to land somewhere, and he never landed. I don't know. I don't think Cam ever plays football again. He claims he's had all these offers, just it's not the right offer. I don't think he's had offers, honestly.
No.
I just think people know Cam is a guy who's just washed. I mean, he's done, and there's no reason to bring him in as a backup.
If he can't go in and beat out Trevor Siemian, or they don't want him over Trevor Siemian, then he's got a problem.
They want somebody to run the offense.
Yeah.
Cam's never been a run-the-offense guy. He works, you know, one of his strengths is he can do things outside the offense. But when you stop being able to do that effectively and you're not a very accurate passer, you just lose value. I'm telling you now, Odell Beckham Jr., I might be wrong, but I don't think he's able to uncover like he once could. And so I really wonder, anytime you become a pain in the ass who is not – if you're a talented pain in the ass, you're going to always have work. If you aren't as talented or you aren't the same player and you're still a pain, teams just won't mess with you. They just don't want to mess with you as much. I always said that about – you know, about Mike Leach and Bobby Knight. And, you know, Bobby Knight was a different deal. But Mike Leach. Like, Mike Leach was great at Texas Tech until he wasn't winning, and people just kind of, you know, got tired of him.
you got to – if trust me, if Nick Saban wasn't winning, people wouldn't like Nick Saban. They wouldn't want Nick Saban around if Nick Saban wasn't winning at that. That's not the guy you want around.
You got to win. Yes, it's not winning?
Yeah, you got to win. You got to win. So with Odell Beckham, he better prove wherever he goes that he's really good, because I don't think he's going to be this great – teammate. I don't think he's ever proven he's a great teammate. What you have to figure out is, can he still make plays and be a factor? Maybe not every game. This argument to me, these former players on TV, they're so disingenuous. Like, I know they know football, and yet they keep up this weird Odell Beckham Jr. argument. He's not a wide receiver one. He's done with being a wide receiver one. And frankly, he hasn't been since he's been with Cleveland. And I know everyone, Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield has some of the highest yards per catch and yards per attempt in all of football right now. Like, he's not, but they don't lean on him to be a superstar. That's the best way to win with Baker Mayfield. Run the football and let him just hit some explosive plays down the field. My question would be, if you know Odell Beckham, if you go in assuming he's not a wide receiver one anymore, okay, that's fine. Antonio Brown isn't either.
But he doesn't But here's the problem.
But that's the question.
Yeah, he doesn't know that.
So my question is this Carmelo all over again? Because once Carmelo's taken on a different role, all of a sudden he has new life in the league. With the Rockets, it was dead. That's, in a nutshell, that's Odell Beckham Jr.'s Carmelo to the Rockets, where he thinks he's one thing, but he's not.
Yeah.
But if he can take on a wide receiver two, maybe even a wide receiver three role, and if he can be part of a team and not just worry about himself and what watch he's wearing on the court, you know, on the field and all that stuff, it could turn into something where he has a second shelf life.
That ain't going away.
I think he is who he is.
You know what? The Packers might be a perfect place because you got Aaron Rodgers. You're going to say something to Aaron Rodgers?
No light life.
You got Davante Adams, who's the one.
Right.
You got
it would be perfect.
Odell.
Randall
on the other
Cobb,
side.
who's a high character guy. You got you know what? You're right. The perfect spot would be because you got a quarterback who can make you better, frankly. You've got a running game there.
You've got a wide receiver on the other side. They've got to worry about more than you.
More than you, right. And you don't have nightlife.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's actually the perfect spot for Odell Beckham.
Go to Sardine
Camp. It really is.
In Green Bay. See my buddy Chris. And yeah, it'll be. And you're going to have a big time, trust me, if you go to the Sardine Can in Green Bay. You know, the Texans are positioning themselves well now with that loss to the Dolphins to get that quarterback. Now, you're breaking down. You've already broken down Matt Corral.
Some.
And Willis. You looked at the two of them.
I looked at tape on Kenny Pickett and Carson Strong, too. So I actually have looked at four of the top quarterbacks. As a matter of fact, there is a – did you see these odds? Were you leaning into that? Because there's some new odds.
No,
Jimmy
Shapiro. Actually, I was okay. We'll get to that on the other side. I mean, after this, but Mel Kiper talked about this. I don't know if he studied all of them or what the case is.
Huh? Did he copy?
He probably copied you, copy and pasted what you wrote already. But here's Mel Kiper on this draft class of quarterbacks.
Not nearly as good, but I think there's some intriguing guys. Kenny Pickett, to me, is like a Derek Carr. Derek Carr at Fresno State was a borderline first. I had a first-round grade him when he dropped to the early second round, 36th pick overall. You have Blake Bortles, Johnny Manziel, Teddy Bridgewater went ahead of him. Remember, Jimmy Garoppolo went in the second round that same year. But I think you look at a Derek Carr type is what Kenny Pickett is. Last year he had the ankle. This year he's healthy, and he's lighting it up. And he brings that same skill set that Derek Carr had to a football team in the NFL, probably as a later first-round pick, maybe a mid-first-round pick. You're saying, what quarterback has the most upside? Quarterback you didn't mention, Green, is Desmond Ridder at Cincinnati. Physically, athletically, he has it all. Precise, accurate passing, lacks consistency there. Same thing with Josh Allen. If you can fix that, Desmond Ridder, of all these quarterbacks, may have the most upside going into the NFL.
Mel had me until he went to Desmond Ridder.
Desmond Ridder
Does he watch Cincinnati football?
Well, I'm not sure. I've seen Desmond Ridder. I like him. He's not.
High. But here's college quarterback.
Here's the problem, Lance. We see every draft now. How many quarterbacks are going to be in the first 15 picks? Four.
They all
three,
get pushed. Pushed.
Four,
pushed.
Five. This class has nobody that should be in the top 15.
Mel made a great. Oh, I think they will be for sure.
Oh, they will be for sure. But should they be? The question is,
yeah,
of course they get pushed up.
So Carson Strong has a good arm and makes some really impressive throws, but he is a statue. and teams just – he has a bad knee, and teams just don't get behind statues.
That's the Nevada quarterback.
Nevada. So first quarterback selected. We'll go through this on the next side because these are all – we have to start really hyper-focusing on that. Okay. So first quarterback selected. Well, this is a big deal to us. We finally get a look at a draft. And these are – this is a position of
need. So is there one that's going to be number two overall?
I could see Matt Corral as a number two overall pick. And here's why. So Kenny Pickett, I think Kenny Pickett is going to move up the board higher than Mel thinks. I was impressed. When I turned on, I watched him this summer, and I was like, he's all right. He throws with anticipation. He has got a hose, can really throw it well. Good mobility out of the pocket, can get on the move. And I think Kenny Pickett is a guy who has really improved his stock from 1 year to the next, the quarterback from Pitt. He's definitely a guy that I think also when Nick Caserio looks at him, we'll see somebody that reminds him of quarterbacks that New England has drafted. Ryan Mallett, Jimmy Garoppolo, Tom Brady was so many years ago. But they've always – Jacoby Brissett. They've always had guys with size. Brissett could move a little bit. Jimmy was a stationary, pocket passer for the most part. Ryan Mallett, pocket passer with a big arm. He's got elements of all those different quarterbacks Kenny Pickett does. So I think Kenny Pickett's going to be interesting because I think that Nick Caserio will see a guy he likes. To me, Malik Willis is not a guy that you want to take a chance on early in the draft.
No.
He just is too underdeveloped. And Carson Strong is too – he's just too stationary. You're going to have a great pass protection for him. Matt Corral, to me, from what I've seen so far, I got to look a little closer, but he's got elements of guys who've been drafted early, and Baker Mayfield, Zach Wilson. He's got and those are just most recent – recent examples. He really can lead an offense. He has good command of an offense. He's got a gregarious nature on the field where players, I think, gravitate towards him. He can spin it. He throws it with accuracy. He's got pretty good zip and velocity on it. He can run called runs. He can run out of the pocket.
How big is he?
He's not big. He's like 6'1". That's one of the things. He's not a big guy, so you'd have to be okay with not having a big guy. But these are all guys that I can see. I can see Corral and Pickett. Now, once again, I have to look at all these players. These odds that I get from Bet Online, it's a first quarterback selected: Matt Corral 5-4, Carson Strong 3-1, Malik Willis 3-1, Kenny Pickett 5-1, Sam Howell North Carolina 15-2.
Kenny Pickett might be a bet there.
Might be. Yeah, 15-1. And then Spencer Rattler, 10-1. He'll be in a transfer portal somewhere. I don't even know what they're doing
Spencer
here.
Spencer Rattler?
Yeah, this doesn't even make any sense.
Caleb Williams, who's a freshman, might be picked before Spencer Rattler.
I know. So, and they've got Kayvon Thibodeau, the outside linebacker / defensive end. Really, the edge rusher from Oregon is the 4-5 favorite. And that makes sense. That makes sense. Pass rush quarterback are typically your top two that are good. Those are the two positions.
He's the best player, right? What about the tackle from Alabama?
Evan Neal's good. He's really good. They got him 15-2. I don't see a left tackle being the first player drafted.
It's happened.
But it has happened. You got to be a special, special player. I'm not deep enough to tell you on him. But this is – Mel Kiper made a really interesting point, and it is he compared it to that year with Johnny Manziel and Teddy Bridgewater and Blake Bortles. Bortles was the first quarterback off the board, followed by Johnny, followed by Teddy. Then you had Derek Carr, then Jimmy Garoppolo. Those were the five in order. And three of them have become players, right? Jimmy Garoppolo, Derek, and Teddy Bridgewater. When I say players, I mean it's a relative term. Two of them were flopped out. One of them actually got to an AFC championship game in Bortles, and Johnny was a bust. This might be a draft like that. It really might be where you have guys sprinkled. They don't end up having a huge impact on the NFL in the future. Because Teddy Bridgewater is not going to have a huge impact on it. Derek Carr has been a nice quarterback. No one's ever talked about him being a top 10 quarterback until just this year. Jimmy Garoppolo's he was in a Super Bowl, but he's not a high impact quarterback. Johnny was a bust, and then we know that nothing became of Bortles really. But this could be that same kind of deal. So that's why if you like a guy like Kenny Pickett, you really have to get to know what the board looks like because you might try to trade down if you're the Texans and Adams.
Well,
and if you don't love any of the quarterbacks and you're sitting there drafting number one or number two, you can move out and wait until the next year rolls around. Awesome.
Awesome.
I know it's not. I'd rather them be patient than draft Blake Bortles.
Well, you mean like taking taking Davis Mills with your first pick in the third round?
Yeah, it's third round.
Forcing
pick,
that. Would you stuff?
I'd rather force a third than a second pick of the draft.
I can't see them waiting or being patient.
Let me tell you, Nick Caserio doesn't show you that he has patience. He does. Nick is a patient guy.
Oh, really?
If he thinks
that
he's
Davis
got
Mills pick.
I'm telling you, if he's got Blake, but it's a third round pick. If he's got Blake Bortles, you can get away from a third round pick in 1 year. You can't get away from a second pick of the draft in 1 year. You have to play that out 3-4 years.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't want to draft Blake Bortles.
Well, hopefully they love the guy, and that's who they take. I don't see him trading down. I just don't. All right, time to talk right now. But Mattress Mack's going to join us on the other side. Tell us what the first pick is going to be, and then we'll find out all behind the scenes of what went down with the Astros World Series right after this. But first, Chastang Ford. My peeps over at Chastang Ford, it just doesn't get any better when you're looking for that Ford car or truck. And Ford is just awesome. It is my Expedition is spectacular. The Explorer Sport is fantastic. You got great starter cars as well that are you can get them customized exactly how you want. I think they still have those on the lot where you can go up and you can get that starter car for your youngster, and it's a perfect vehicle to start with, and it's affordable, and you know, it's just is, and it's safe. It's just wonderful. So if you're looking for that, you got that as well. Hey, listen, you customize the car the way that you want it at ChastangFord.com. They will come to your home and bring the car. You never have to leave your house. You can test drive it, and then they'll come and pick it up. The service cannot be better. So you can do it all online and not worry about having them try to upsell you, because that's what other dealerships are going to do. And they're not going to add on $5,000 and $10,000, which other dealerships are doing too. Actually, you can get right now $1,000 off on your F-150, and you can also get 0% financing for 72 months. You're looking for the best deals on Fords with the best people? It's a Chastang Ford. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Or you can do it all online at ChastangFord.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, we're here today and tomorrow doing the show live from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful facility. And the sports book, the DraftKings sports book, officially opens today. And the first man that's going to put the bet down is the man who is becoming synonymous with big bets in the world of sports, and that's Mattress Mack. Jim McInvale joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Mack, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, John. Lance, how are you? You doing good?
Man, we're doing great. We got some nice, beautiful rooms here, Mack. We're here in the Blue Martini where you're going to be putting down the first bet, the first official bet for DraftKings Sportsbook, and we're wondering, what, because I'm going to put it down too right after you, Mack. What's the first bet going to be?
I don't know, John. I'm trying to figure out a good bet on the futures winner of the Super Bowl. You got a hot tip for me?
I think a really good football team you should bet on, man. You love that, don't you? Because you love the odds of a future bet as opposed to just game by game. You love getting those odds, don't you?
Yeah, I like the Astros when I had 10 or 12 to 1 versus -140. I thought it was a good deal. It didn't work out, but I had the best of it.
Well, you definitely had the best of it, and that's all you're trying to do is get the odds in your favor. You know, this could be an interesting year for Green Bay. Could be this could be Aaron Rodgers' year. When you look at this, you look at some of the teams. I'm trying to think of who the futures.
No, their defense is playing well enough, and he's
You might get a price on Buffalo now. I'd have to look at what the futures, because they just came off a really bad game. Which, if you believe in them, you say great, play badly. We want to get the odds in our favor.
So you've done NFC team wins the Super Bowl or AFC team wins the Super Bowl, Mac. Are you going to have another promotion like that?
Yeah, I hope to. That's why I'd like to have a futures bet now where I'd have a lot of
edge.
Yeah.
10-1 odds versus -110 or whatever.
You know, you do stuff with DraftKings too. I mean, You try to go to Las Vegas and put down $1 million bet like you do, and it just ain't happening. But yet, DraftKings will take your big bets, won't they?
Yeah, DraftKings has a lot of liquidity. They're a very good place if you want to bet a lot of money. And they've Johnny Avello and all the guys at DraftKings have been very good to me over the years. So I'm thrilled they're partnering up with the Golden Nuggets and Tillman and their crew. It should be a great combination.
It really is. Mattress Mack with us here, and we are live, and he's going to be here at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles putting down that first bet. Mack, you didn't have to pay off all the furniture for the Astros, right? You didn't have to give everybody their money back. So, obviously, that's a win. You lost the bet on the Astros, which where you had 10-1. But, you know, a lot of people were saying, oh, Mack wins at the Astros. But you really wanted to give all those people their money back, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I had a $27 million liability in mattresses, and if the Astros would have won, I would have won $38 million, so do the math.
Well, 38 minus 27, yeah. I come up with 11.
Yeah. But obviously,
and the whole team wins.
I took $11 million hickey on that deal. I would love to have given the money back to all the customers. That's what I was pulling for. I love the Houston Astros, and I love these great customers out here. So, I mean, the Astros had a great year and came up a little short.
Well, and not only that, what a great promotion for your people love you. You're giving them all their money back, and hey, maybe I'll buy some more furniture.
How does that work, by the way, Mac? How do people get there when that happens and when it works? And when obviously it did in 17, what happens with the how does the process work where people get their money back? Is there what does that look like?
Yeah, you know, we have a refund party. This time we would have had 3 or 4 refund parties and tried to contract with some of the Astros players to come to the party and take pictures with people, but have a refund party. They bring in their Social Security number, and we refund all the money except the sales tax, and that's the way it works. Or they can get 150% back in in-store credit. So it's a great deal for the customers, and wish it would have happened this time, but the Astros got very close.
Well, I got an idea. You should do, okay, if the Texans win the Super Bowl, then you get the whole store for free. How's that?
Yo, it has to be a bit realistic.
Okay, the Rockets winning the NBA title.
Once again, it has to be a little realistic.
We got
to
be mobile.
Those are rebuilds.
We're in a rebuild, Mac. The Astros are the only ones you could do it with in the city of Houston right now.
I've been in a rebuild all my life, John and Lance, so it doesn't matter. You know, it's a matter of taking care of these customers, having fun, and I just need it. The time I get to Lake Charles, today I need a hot tip on who's going to win the Super Bowl to make a big futures bet.
Yeah,
I'm going to take a good look at that. You know, Mac, it's funny. My kids, I grew up watching you when you first came on the scene and with Houston Wrestling. So here I am in junior high, and I'm watching you with Houston Wrestling. And my kids, it kind of came to me. It kind of went full circle. My kids, they saw you on a TV. Somebody had something TV related, is like Channel 11, Channel 13, or whatever you were being featured, and my kids go, "Yeah, Mattress Mack, that guy loves Houston." And they, like, my kids know who you've been able to span even longer than John and I have been on the radio. You've been an institution in Houston for a long time, and it just kind of really settled in when my kids were talking about you the other day, just from knowing who you were, you know, just from seeing you on TV and hearing stories about you.
Yeah, you know, that's the power of longevity, and because of our great customers, I've been able to survive and thrive here in Houston for 40 years, and our team members as well. So we want to thank all of our customers who have supported us. I was in Boston for the ALCS in Atlanta as well, and every kid under 30 years old knew me, and I couldn't comprehend it. And they all want to take pictures. They said, "How do you know me?" They said, "Bleacher Report bet." So. There's a lot of power.
Oh, wow.
Neat. Maybe you should run for mayor, Mac.
I'm afraid I'd win. I better stay away from that.
That happened to Trump. that happened to
hey,
him.
How'd I win?
What the heck? Now I got to do all this. Mattress Mac here. So maybe Lance is going to break it down, and we'll send you. I'll text you. What Lance?
Well,
the best odds.
What Mac wants is odds.
The best odds.
Know, the best odds.
Hey, does New England have any chance at 30-1?
I don't think so. I don't think they have enough in a rookie quarterback. I don't see it.
That's yeah. Boy, those are great odds if you could really believe it. And I do think they're going to make a little run here.
Hey, the AFC is wide open, too. I mean, you don't know who's going to. There are 10, 12 teams that are still in it in the AFC, and the Patriots are playing good football right now.
Yeah.
How about Baltimore?
I think the Ravens are. I think Ravens are a potential live dog. I think the Browns are a live dog.
Mac, and when you do a future like this, just getting to the Super Bowl, you right? That's what you're looking for. They don't necessarily have to win it. If they just get there, now all of a sudden you got the odds where you can hedge, right?
Yeah, exactly. I got the odds where I can hedge and do a big promotion, and hopefully the customers will win. But the key is not necessarily winning it, but getting there.
Oh, this is absolutely. This is heartbreaking. Looking at this, Dallas Cowboys.
No,
I'm
Mac,
seeing them
don't
at 10-1.
Mac,
you
don't go to the
you
dark side,
that.
Mac.
Look at this. This is a team that I like right here. The Browns. It's not easy, but at 28-1, at least what I'm seeing here. I don't know what the odds are here locally, but the Browns. Of course, you have to get through your own division, which is tough. But they have pass rush, they have running game. The question is, do they have enough, you know, from a passing standpoint? But once again, you're looking for odds. So,
well, 28-1 is pretty good.
Those are really interesting odds. And Green Bay Packers at 10-1. I mean, that's what I'm seeing. That's pretty good odds too. So.
There you go, Mac. There you got a couple. You can put a few down, Mac, right?
Yeah, I can. But obviously, the more you put down on one team and you ride it, the whole idea is
less.
And also, if you put it down on a heavy odds. Time to make the playoffs, you can head the other way and still come out ahead.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, hopefully we'll see you here this afternoon. I'll be on the golf course if you want to come see me, Mac, and come if you want to hit a few.
Yeah, Max is going to drive out to the golf course. Where's John?
Or he can come.
I just want to hang out with John.
He can come play, I'm sure.
How about he get some action down? Why don't you let him get his action down?
Get your bet down, Mac, and we will hopefully see you soon. Great, great stuff this year. And hey, you took care of those nuns. That was really, really nice, getting all those nuns to watch those. I bet they were thrilled with that.
Yeah, they were spectacular, and they were amazed at how many people called the convent the next couple of days wanting prayers for cancer and coronavirus and all sorts of illnesses. So it was good for them as well.
That's great stuff. Mattress Mac, Gallery Furniture, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll make the first bet here at the DraftKings Sportsbook at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. Mac, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John. Lance, always great talk to you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. There he is, Mattress Mac, here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Good, good, good stuff. He could run. You know what? He ran for mayor. Guess what? Dude wins. I'm telling you. He would win if he ran for mayor.
You know how scary it would have sounded if you would have done your super, like, mafia voice and you say, "Hey, Mac, what a great job the way you took care of those nuns."
Well,
I'd have been like, hey, what happened?
What'd I do?
I took care of the nuns, like you told me. But you didn't do it in that voice, so, you know, you sounded like a regular person.
Yeah.
You didn't do it in your Chicago, you know.
No, hey, man.
Animal's voice.
Did you take care of those nuns
you
like I told you?
You did a great job taking care of the nuns.
You take care of those nuns like I told you?
Hey,
did you do that thing like
they
I
were
said?
A little out of line. You put them out there in center field. It was great.
It was great. Hey, we are live at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles, and the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook at the Golden Nugget. Lake Charles offers the premier sports betting experience in Lake Charles. You can bet all your favorite sporting events in the sleekest setting with the best odds. Order some game day bites, sip on an award-winning cocktail at your new game day headquarters. Wager, watch, and win today only at the DraftKings Sportsbook at the Golden Nugget Casino in Lake Charles, a two-hour drive from Houston. And we are here live at the Nugget. Come on by. It is open this weekend. You got all your games. And not only that, but you can bet NBA. You can bet everything. It's unbelievable. Racing, everything that you could possibly want here. We are here. Placing bets is so easy. They've got all kinds of – well, they got obviously the booths where live people will take your bets. But they've also got kiosks that are so easy to use here. They got 9 restaurants here. You know the names of these restaurants. They're wonderful. They got Vic and Anthony's, they got Grotto, they got Saltgrass, they got everything here. They got the Chart House where you can get your seafood on as well. If you're looking for a great place to come and stay and have a wonderful weekend, and now you've got sports gambling as well here at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles, the best place. It's just 2 hours down the road. You don't have to go all the way to Vegas anymore, people. You got everything right here at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles.
ESPN 97.5.